We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP on a rainy, cloudy fall Monday afternoon. Of course, not following an Eagles game from yesterday. Normally we are on Mondays in the fall, but we did see Dallas and Washington. We also saw the Eagles and Giants back on last Thursday. We're going to see the Eagles versus the Cowboys. It is Dallas week here, and we'll ramp it up in the coming days. I'm sure we'll have all sorts of guests, some Eagles, maybe former Eagles, maybe some knucklehead former Cowboys. We'll have some fun, that whole thing, as we move through the week. All right, let's go out right now on the Swartz Culleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Culleton at 800-JUSTICE. We always love touching base with Reuben Frank and getting his perspective on the Eagles. Of course, one of our own here at WIP and also from NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's going on, Reuben?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Rube? Hi, Rube. Going well.
It's a bad division, man. It is a bad
division. No, I think it's parity.
All right, Reuben, is it fair to say that the Eagles should win this division?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say they should win this division. I think one encouraging thing is with all the injuries, most of these guys aren't out for the year.
Yep.
So, you know, you're going to start getting some guys back, and some of them will help. They won't all help, but even a guy like T.J. Edwards is going to help. Obviously, Rager will help. But I think even deeper than that, I actually think Washington's a bigger, I don't want to say threat, but I'd be more concerned with Washington than the Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys have quit on that coach. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they don't have a quarterback. I'm not sure Washington has a quarterback. At least they have a really good coach in Ron Rivera. And, I think that's a team that's playing hard. I mean, they suck, but they're playing hard. Dallas sucks, and they've quit on their coach. So, you know, I think the team that's at least giving an effort is the one I'd be more concerned with. And they do have a head-to-head win, although, you know, tiebreakers aren't going to really come into play when you have a tie in there.
Yep.
So I'd be more concerned with Washington really than Dallas. I think Dallas is done. I mean, this is a team they're the first team in NFL history. I looked this up last night to allow 20 points in six straight first halves.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I mean, this is a team that's they've given up. And, you know, you can tell if they were playing a real team yesterday, they would have, you know, they would get them up 50. But if the Eagles don't win this game by 20 points, I'll be stunned.
The 21-day practice window for Rager and Peters and Edwards and Rudy Ford, what does it mean exactly? And do you have any inside information on when those guys will be back? We know they can be back within 21 days.
Yeah.
Is it sooner or later?
I would think for all of them, you would look at coming back after the bye. I'd be surprised if any of them play. I mean, we get so little injury information from Doug. I mean, it's, you know, and I don't really care personally, but it's kind of a shame that the fans don't really know what's going on. And I got nothing because they don't tell us anything. I do think that, those guys should all be available after the bye week. I'd be surprised if any of them play against Dallas. But generally what Doug likes to do is he'll have a guy practice for a week and then not play and then practice another week. And if they get through that, okay, then they play. They usually run the scout team the first week. So I wouldn't expect to see any of them Sunday night. But, by the time the bye is over, you'll start getting a lot of this team back.
You know, Reuben, I'm surprised to hear you say you expect them to win by more than 20. Against Dallas, considering, and I know Dallas has been a dog.
Did I really say that?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We don't know Lane Johnson's status. I don't think it'll shock anyone if he doesn't play or doesn't finish the game. We don't expect Miles Sanders to play. We know Goddard's not going to play. Deshaun's out. I mean, Ridgeway's out. Malik Jackson, I don't think's playing. Ertz certainly isn't playing. I mean, there's still a lot missing that's going to be not there for the Eagles in 6 days.
Yeah, but there's something bigger missing in Dallas, and that's heart.
Yeah.
That's character. You know, they just, you know, that's will to win. It's effort. And, you know, that's one thing the Eagles, as bad as they've been, as banged up as they've been, you never question. And, you know, Doug hasn't really been a great coach this year, but I think he's always been a great leader, and guys always play hard for him.
Well,
since day one.
On that point, so one of John's main points of contentions for a few years here has been he thinks Doug doesn't push the guys hard enough, exemplified by people sitting out of practices in training camp. Even lately, there's been some guys just out for what they call rest. Do you believe that Doug does not push them hard enough?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think it's smart, really, to give older guys rest. And, you know, as long as they're ready on game day. And this team, you know, this team is generally plays hard and they're ready. And I don't have a problem with it.
You know, they didn't used to give old guys rest. We have major injury issues every year. Despite
yeah,
the
but
fact
I don't,
that
I don't,
he's given old
guys are
rest.
That's not guy because guys are taking a day off.
Guys, are, but
I
that's
mean,
what they're doing. They're taking a day off, and that sets a precedent. It just sets a precedent. I don't understand why this started happening. I guess whatever. The numbers prove you give old guys rest. It helps them stay healthier longer. But I don't know. I think it's counterproductive. Along similar lines, we have a guy, Zach Ertz, who's out. Are we better off with Richard Rodgers as our tight end? Like, do the numbers show that actually helps us?
Richard Rodgers has almost the same, a little more, a few more yards than Zach Ertz in half as many reps this year. And
I saw you wrote that.
Yeah,
188.
He had a better team than Ertz has had all year. I'm a big Zach Ertz fan, but obviously there's an issue there.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a world of respect for him and what he's done. I mean, you can never take away that, you know, the numbers and the Super Bowl and that catch and the fourth down. But, you know, the reality, I think with the eye test tells you he's not engaged the way he always has been.
Right.
And he's not playing the way he always has been. And everybody knows if you want a certain contract, the best way to get that is to forget about the contract and do your job the best you can. And things will take care of themselves. And he's not doing that. And, you know, I don't know if he was totally healthy before this injury or if he was just so distracted. But we just haven't seen – I mean, he's been just a shadow of the Zach Ertz we're used to. And
yeah.
He's just not the same player. So whether he got old overnight, you know, he's played a lot of football. He's had some injuries. Or whether the contract is bothering him, it's clear that right now Richard Rodgers – he just gets open and catches the ball and make plays. He always had good hands. He's not going to give him much on the line of scrimmage, but, you know, neither is Zach, really.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, and look, Richard Rodgers isn't going to have 85 yards a game, but he's always been a good receiver. I mean, he knows how to get open. He's a veteran. He's been around. He's been playing since, like, 13 or 14. So, right now, I mean, maybe the best thing for Zach is to get away from the game and you know, try to get back healthy and motivated and focused because I just didn't see those things the first, you know, six or seven games.
The numbers that you were referring to, Richard Rodgers on 188 snaps has 184 yards. Zach Ertz had 372 snaps for 178 yards.
Yeah.
I'm of the belief
less production in twice as many snaps.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that would hold up the more Richard Rodgers plays,
right.
But they're lucky to have him.
Yeah, it's notable. Ruben, what about Ruben Frank with us here? Ruben, you were – your assessment of Carson Wentz's season and what it means for future seasons?
Well, you can't live with the inconsistency. And, you know, I'm incredibly impressed with his toughness, with his grit, with the comebacks, with his leadership. All that stuff is fantastic. But you can't make the mistakes he's making. And, you know, because over the long haul, you're not going to – they had a great comeback Thursday night and it was fun and he made all the plays at the end of the game, but you just can't live that way. You can't live making that many mistakes over the long run. And he's got to be more consistent. He's got to be smarter with the ball. I do think it's encouraging that as soon as he got a legit wide receiver, as soon as Fulgham started playing, Carson started playing better. And, you know, we've never really seen him with, you know, we saw him with Deshaun for one game You know, we've never seen him with a really good receiver. You know, Alshon had a couple of good games. Nelly had a couple of good games. But we've never seen him with a guy to consistently go out there and catch seven balls for 90 yards. He's just never had that. So as soon as he had that, he started looking better. And that's not a coincidence. I mean, the guy's played his whole career without a league-wide receiver. So maybe he's got that now. I still believe in him. I still believe he's capable of taking this team a long way. But the inconsistency is concerning, and I'm not – you know, the comebacks are nice, but I'm not ready to celebrate where he's at until he can go out there and play 60 minutes of smart, intelligent, mistake-free football, which he just hasn't done yet.
Does Greg Ward deserve more credit?
Yeah. The guy is he's not flashy, but, you know, he catches everything. Big third down guy. He's not fast. He doesn't have good size. But he catches everything. They're really lucky to have him. This guy's got 57 catches. He's only played 14 games in his career. He's got 57 catches, which I think Keith Jackson's the only guy to ever catch more in his first 14 games in Eagles uniform.
That's amazing.
The all-pro tight end from the 80s. Wow. So they're lucky to have Ward. And, you know, Carson's got he looks for him on third down. And, I think he's one of the more underrated guys on the team.
Rube, you know the deal. We feel – hundreds, thousands of calls here on WIP, people calling for Doug or Howie's head or both. Do you think that Doug is coaching for his job this year and that Howie is general managing for his job, or do you think they're both secure for next year?
General managing as a verb, I like that.
Well, that's I don't know how much you can do in season, so I was trying to figure out how to phrase that.
I think they're valid questions. I think Doug will be here as long as this team – I mean, certainly that some of the mistakes are concerning, and, you know, just not having a 2-point conversion ready against the Ravens, punting at the end of the Bengals game, which I still hate. I still don't think you do that. That kind of stuff, throwing a Hakeem Butler on fourth down at the goal line, a guy's never caught a pass in the NFL and just got here. I mean, those kind of things just kind of make you wonder where Doug is at, but I just think as long as this team is playing hard and the effort's there, I think Doug is okay. I know Jeff Lurie, it's going to take a lot for Jeff Lurie to make a move with Howie. I mean, he's been tied to him for a long, long time. He's loyal to him. If you tell him, hey, Jeff, you know, what about these second round picks? He'll tell you, hey, you know, he found Travis Fulgham on the waiver wire. He found, you know, Jordan Mailata playing rugby, whatever. I mean, I think unless the thing completely falls apart, Howie's probably going to be here. I wouldn't have a problem with kind of just making him the salary cap, trade, money guy, contract guy.
Yeah.
And having a GM. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think they'll point to, hey, Howie found all these wide receivers on the waiver wire. Howie got these guys. Howie had enough depth on the O-line for them to keep functioning without six starters. I think as long as that happens, Jeff Lurie is going to be loyal to Howie, and I'd be surprised if he makes a move there.
There it is. All right, Ruben, great stuff as always, man. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and we'll be talking up the road. Thanks so much.
Can't wait. Talk to you guys.
Thanks,
Ruben Frank again, as always, on the Swartz Cullerton guest line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Swartz Cullerton at 800-JUSTICE. All right, why is Carson so darn inconsistent? And for that matter, the Eagles offense. Doug Peterson addressing that from Friday. What he had to say, we'll play that back and assess what Doug said about that. We'll rock all the calls as well. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.